It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on items influencing the markets. Roy, I haven't talked to you for a few weeks, so I hope everything was okay with you on the 4th of July weekend, last weekend. And what have you seen in the markets here since we last talked?
Well, we did get a couple inches of rain this week, by the way. Just had to throw that in, you know. This is normally the time of year when you sort of expect a dry weather scare, and we're certainly not looking at that. We're in a situation where a little dry weather would probably be a good idea for the crops. Corn, soybeans going opposite directions. Looks like we might have made it top in the corn market here the end of June or first of July, but beans have kind of turned around, and they're coming back and trying to make new highs again. So it's a psychological market. Prices are very good, and seems like the traders have decided that maybe we ran corn far enough, and so we'll run the beans for a while now.
So from here on out, can we kind of expect corn to continue to lose ground through harvest?
Well, if you look at the seasonal price trend chart, that's certainly the case. We see a summer high around the last week in June, and then just a gradual tapering off all the way into about the middle of September. I can't imagine that we can go through that whole time period without at least one more weather scare, but, you know, we've already got corn prices. Let me look at my prices here right now. I have in front of me about 90 cents below the high of week before last, and so I don't expect them to just gradually work their way lower. There'll probably be a lot of thrashing around, but certainly could see them lower by harvest time.
Now, we've definitely had it wet in the Midwest, and, you know, here in the Corn Belt. Any discussions, you know, from the crops in the South, how they might develop and influence the markets?
Well, my understanding is that the South is dry, especially the Southeast, Georgia, South Carolina, and so forth, and really, the southern states, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, Louisiana, they do raise some corn down there and quite a bit of beans, but they don't raise enough acres of corn to really have a big influence in the corn market. And the beans is kind of that way. They don't have as many acres down there as they did, say, 10 or 20 years ago, but there are a substantial number of acres raised, and So that theoretically could impact this market somewhere down the line.
Roy, have we seen any basis changes lately? We haven't talked about basis for a while. Anything new to talk about there?
Well, the basis was getting better there in the corn market early part of June, and then it along about the middle of the month it slipped back. Now, I did notice also yesterday that the soybean basis here locally improved about 3 cents a bushel, and that's a little bit of a surprise to me because we're looking at beans of $15, and yet the basis improved 3 cents. It's still not good. It's still 60 under the November futures, but certainly better than it has been in the recent past.
All that information being said, how does this influence our marketing plans? Do you think there's still some grain out there to be sold?
Well, there's probably some, although from my indication is, from talking to my local elevator, that there's just not a lot left. There's when I was hauling the last of mine a couple of weeks ago, there were a couple other farmers hauling some, but boy, I haven't seen any corn moving this week, and I'm thinking that there's, you know, the bins are probably pretty much empty now. You would think that would be a cause for the corn market to go up, but it certainly hasn't had that effect this time.
Do we have some opportunities to forward price some of our grains?
Well, if you look at the price, there's no question that these are good prices. And I guess, the thing you have to do is go take a look at your crop and see how they look. Now, we've had some flooding spots some places in Nebraska. We've had some hail. But in general, the crop condition reports that came out early part of the week, Nebraska's in about as good a shape as any state in the country. And so I think you have to look at your own crop and say, well, you know, how much potential do I have here, and can I pass up $6.40 cash corn for this fall, or can I pass up almost $15 cash beans? Those are awfully good prices to let slip by without getting something sold.
If producers want more information, there are several ways they can get that, right?
roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Well, thank you very much, sir, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC, Chad Moyer reporting.